All right, folks. Hey, this program couldn't be possible without the great folks over there at K-Bar Soap Company. You know, typically the manscaped grooming market is currently underserved. There are a few available companies out there to provide a man a way to cleanse themselves and smell like a man after doing so. And even fewer can provide these products in an all-natural option. K-Bar Soap Company is the only all-natural soap and beard care option you'll ever need. Better known and operated, dish to bar, grab a grenade, make showering great again. K-Bar Soap Company, guys, check them out.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I'm Nevermore, and I'm not normally this pleasant sounding.
I'm Frosty, and I'm just a frozen asshole.
And that's right, you got DV Oink, who loves to play and shit. I mean, no, wait a minute, hold on.
And they really didn't name y'all Asshole 1 and 2?
That's what the boss calls it.
Two people remember me, and one's both mom.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
We were a little bit soggy.
Boiled bacon.
That's right.
And I'd like to introduce DV Midnight Backdoor for all your backdoor needs.
You know what that means.
We will talk really slow for you.
I don't know, some of those nights at work.
I'd say that's a different little bird.
Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. As always, brought to you by DV Radio on WDVR. I'm Nevermore, and with me we have Oink, Frosty, Uncle Fester, and we have one of my most favorite people in the world, because they just don't give a fuck, DV Lamborghini diaper bag, artist formerly known as Marquis. Actually, I got that backwards. He's actually Marquis.
So what they're going to find out is that prayer and spankings are going to be reinstituted in school.
Oh, people are praying, all right, for Trump's not my president checks.
You know what's funny about those checks, though? Because, we know, grown-ass man went and read the whole 44-page bill.
Well, bless his heart.
I know, right? I told him. I said, good for you, because I'm getting cliff notes off of Wikipedia.
Was he that bored?
No. See, okay, so this is grown-ass man. He every show we've done so far, he goes.
He likes to study.
Yes, he studies it. Remember, he's a major in the Army. So, you know, he's a nerd. That's what he does. So, you know, as an NCO, I try to bring the realness to the show. You know what I'm saying? I try to
filter the bullshit.
Yeah, you know.
But he's reached that level where everybody else has to do all the ordering around, and he's got all that damn free time to look up shit. He's the one who reads all the ranks and regulations of every damn last thing.
Yeah, but so Nevermore, you haven't heard true information yet, have you?
No, I have not, but I'm going to have to, because I'm really interested in y'all's
rants Rachel and raves. The Rachel show we did, I think, was phenomenal. You know, When we finished it, I was like, was, you know, I think this is a really good show. And I normally don't say that when I do a show. I normally say, ah, oh, whatever. Let's just push it out. You know?
So, well, this one was a really good show, because because the virus is what it is. And Bo's like, try not to harp on it too much. But that's literally the life we're living right now. So you don't really have much of a choice. There is no other topics, because I usually like to discuss whatever's going on in the world. But there is nothing in the world right now, you know?
See, let
it's
me tell
literally
you,
the virus.
What we are doing, because we did. Let me see where I put them at. So we got a Second Amendment show that's coming up next week. A show on religion. We did a whole show on religion in the military. You know, so we try to switch it up. And our next show that we're doing is going to be on not having sports right now during this COVID thing. So we're trying to incorporate COVID into what we're talking about, but also coming up with like different aspects of things that we've already talked about a million times, like the Second Amendment, you know?
We just try, if we discuss it, we try not to go like into the deep sadness, like, well, everybody's just sitting at home, and you know, we try to keep it lively. We just try not to depress people.
I mean, you know, with Frosty so lively and entertaining and just saying everything, it's just been a hell of a show.
He just woke up.
I don't know what's going on. It's just, wow, Frosty, shut up.
Yeah, the word in edgewise is fucking like Jesus.
Yeah, dude. Y'all, I do apologize, man. I talk a lot, dude.
No,
once
man.
You get me going, I go.
Knew what I knew what I was getting into, or I wouldn't have invited you.
But this has been fun. I have to comment on here again. Because, you know what, I need to get some stuff out of Oink. I need Oink to come on to my show and Frosty and Fester, whoever wants to Nevermore, send me an email. You can come on. We need guests. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to – this is what I told grown-ass man. I told him, I said, look, I want to start by having our guests be members of the DV Radio family, plug their shows. We talk. We shoot the shit. You know, we still give out the true information that we try to by giving what we have researched on a particular topic. So that being said, if you come on True Information, we're going to talk about a particular topic.
Topics? You know, something Frag Out Drag Out tries to avoid. Not really, but
no,
this one,
no.
I didn't want to like set it down and say we have to only discuss this because I know that you will flow with whatever's going on. I was like, I just want it to lead to wherever it leads because that's way more fun when I got the DV diaper bag.
I'm going to tell you, Nevermore, you are a really good point person. And you don't see too many female point people in the radio industry.
Well, I think I learned this because when I first started listening to the radio, and then a certain person would always, when the show would die, would be like, and you're listening to blah, 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 blah. Or you would, and I learned a lot of it just mm-hmm. from you because you did the, I didn't get to listen to the Atlanta show, obviously, yeah. but. You would do it on the radio, and I was like, and so I started doing the disgruntled, and I'm like, guys, I'm giving, and they were the worst at taking cues, though. I'm like, I'm setting y'all up, and y'all literally crickets.
Yeah, just letting it die. You have to do the segues correctly. I'm telling you, and this is what people, this is, I'm sorry, I know we might be going crazy here, but this is what I learned when I was teaching radio, is that people are used to what they're used to, and that's, and radio is always the same. Radio has not changed since the 20s. It is the same. You give the same intro, topic. I'm going to reintroduce the show, reintroduce the topic, and reintroduce my guest, and go back into the topic. It has not changed. That's the formula it has been since radio came out, you know, for entertainment purposes. And you do it perfectly. And so I'm kudos to you. I just wish Frosty would talk.
Well, we caught Frosty literally out straight out of bed because as soon as
okay, when is Frosty not out of bed? Because when I do the show on Saturday, I don't hear Frosty at all. He's sleeping or something. Frosty, I need you to be more Frosty.
You have to catch him when he's passionate about something.
What are you passionate about, Frosty?
Right now, not much.
Dang it,
snowballs.
God dang it, Bobby.
I mean, sometimes I've gotten him so mad about shit that he's like, you just sit back and let him go. But yeah, it's hard to catch him like that.
I'm good for one-liners.
Yes, he is the world's worst for inserting something, and then the whole show loses it. Like, I would lose my train of thought, and I'm just like, all I can do is giggle and say, damn it, Frosty.
I'm
he
telling
is
you guys,
terrible for that shit.
The only thing this does is makes all of us better as a collective whole. You know,
and it cracks me up so bad.
I'm so glad that we can do this together, you know, as veterans and firefighters alike, because we really don't have an outlet where we can actually just go and just relax and hear people of like mind talk. It's either someone from the left or someone from the right speaking about something that we don't really care about. You know, right now, if I turn on Fox News, I'm getting that the COVID can be destroyed by using hydroquinoquine or whatever the hell it is. And if I go to MSNBC, it's telling you, no, hydroquinoquine will kill you. Like, what? I don't, what? Just give me the same story. That's what Walter Cronkite would have done.
I literally showed them where one man did an interview for some off-the-wall news agency where he was talking about his recovery from COVID, and he was laughing, and he said the worst thing about it was picking the right Gatorade flavor, and then he did it for Fox News, and he, I can't get rid of the COVID, I keep retesting, and it's horrible, and I showed them the same interview from the same man, and it was twisted from one was pleasant, had a positive outlook, to the other was death and doom, and I was like, see, this is why I fuck hate any news article ever. Like,
and that's why,
used to be you could check trust the news, but
like
not now.
Grown-ass man and Marquis brought it up the other day about the whole during the whole stimulus package talk where they were talking about how Nancy was trying to, or was it, yeah, the Democrats were trying to throw in the abortion bills and vice versa. No, it was the Republicans or somebody that was trying to push it in. So the fucking media, man, evil.
And what's funny is that now that we have become awakened to that, you will start to see the media change. It's going to be, it's going to start becoming more like, let's say, Al Jazeera. You know, how Al Jazeera just gives you the news with no biased opinion on either side. And if they have any opinion on, they have two people with differing opinions talking about it. And the person who's hosting the show has no opinion on it.
Well, it's, you know, like I said, when the mass shootings didn't work, it's funny that the virus took over. And that's literally all that they fucking started doing news about. And I was like, it's weird that when their agenda stops working and people get woke, as they say about it, that something else takes over.
A virus with a 90% recovery rate.
Yep. Now, I do feel sorry for New York.
That's not the number they're reporting.
No. Every respiratory illness is coronavirus related.
Yep. Man gets eaten by alligator, dies of coronavirus. What the fuck?
Couple hit by bus, coronavirus.
They even had a 90-year-old man who had lung cancer, and that was killing him, but he caught the coronavirus, but he died by the coronavirus. And I'm like, nope, that would be the lung cancer.
Mm-hmm. Well, the same thing with Joe Diffie, the country music, you know, star, that he had, you know, complications from lung cancer and just happened to, you know, catch the virus, which obviously led to his demise, but still at the same time, pretty sure if he didn't have the you know, lung cancer and other underlying causes, he might have had a chance to survive, but we don't know. It was a coronavirus, straight up.
You know, I'm starting to believe that everyone has the coronavirus. If you look at George Stephanopoulos' report on it, he said that I just had a slight back pain, even though I tested positive for it. That's all I had. I had no cough, no fever, no headaches, no pains, nothing. Just slight back pain at the beginning. I went to sleep, woke up, and I was fine. Whereas my wife, she's having a coughing fit and fevers and everything. So I think that the virus, since it does affect everyone differently, is just not what the media is making us think it is, as a deadly agent of death and destruction.
Mm-hmm. And I think several, you know, a lot of people have already had it, because I think it was already here back in November and December.
Mm-hmm.
At 4 week span, 4 week to 6 week span, that Bo had it up there.
Yeah, I mean, I had a 6 weeks worth of cough, and I was talking to the neurologist, and I was like, I thought it was from the Clorox exposure because I'm highly allergic to the shit. He goes, that was probably the catalyst, and he probably already had it.
My son, my second oldest son, he loved playing video games, right? So one day he was just like in the bed, laying down, said he was hurting, he was coughing, he had no fever. And I kept saying, you know, what's going on? So I thought it was his allergies, because he's, you know, he's a problem. It wasn't his allergies. Nothing I gave him suppressed the cough. And then all of a sudden one day he's up playing outside, and I'm like, oh, okay, I guess you better. And it was like for a 2 week span.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I was the same way. Nothing took care of the cough. Nothing worked. And you know, normally if you've got any kind of cough, allergy related, whatever related, something will take care of it, but nothing was working. I was like, man, this shit sucks. I must have one hell of a upper respiratory thing going on. And it was just like, felt crappy for a good 6 weeks, and then suddenly it was gone. And I was like, well, that's over with. I don't want to do that again.
Now, I have a conspiracy theory for you real quick.
Oh, I love tinfoil hat moments.
I've been reading on Reddit that the Democrats released this COVID-19 virus in order to beat Trump at the election.
Well, then they picked a hell of a candidate. Dude, can't even remember his damn name.
Oh my goodness. You know what's funny? Me and
Creepy Joe.
I was on another podcast. It's called On the Gun Line, and we were talking about who could beat Trump on a Democratic ticket. And so we came up with the hypothesis that if Bernie Sanders and either Stacey Abrams from Georgia, or who was the Hispanic lady, the veteran that was running for Democratic president?
Brain no worky.
I can't think of her name.
Tulsi Gabbard?
Yep, Tulsi Gabbard or Michelle Obama. So it had to be Bernie Sanders and one of those three ladies to beat Donald Trump.
But no, we get creepy Uncle Joe.
Yeah, and get, I promise you he's going to pick somebody stupid to be his vice president that's not going to get him the demographic that he wants.
So I don't know what
to pick somebody just to try and get the demographic that he wants, and it ain't going to work.
I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of sad because the economy was booming, unemployment was at an all-time low, and blah, blah, blah. And if they did this just to crash the economy to win, I mean, that's kind of sad. Like I said, I've had my tinfoil hat on, so
Oh yeah, this is some conspiracy level type.
But they need
stuff,
to like give us our concerts back, man. I do miss my music.
Well, you know, you do have YouTube, so
yeah, I actually signed up and did the commercial for YouTube because I'm pretty sure I've reached the end of the internet.
Oh no, you haven't.
Do that
have
on
you,
a daily basis.
Have you found all of the fight videos on YouTube, such as I?
I get all of the Walmart fight videos, so I don't know yet.
Oh, I'm telling you.
And the 55-gallon drums of lube.
Yeah, I did find it. You can buy those. They didn't believe me, but you should always believe me. When I'm having to do that health and wellness check, God, I hate that. The only thing you can do for 8 hours while you're waiting for an associate, because we get like 30 to 70 call-outs a day, is play on the internet. So I have reached an all-time low on finding shit on the internet.
Random thought. I know this is off topic, but how do you say Joaquin's last name?
Watai.
Okay, so Joaquin Watai. That is an excellent wrestling name that he just wasted. Coming to the stage is Joaquin Watai. You know what I'm saying? It would have been so
wandering
awesome.
Wood turn.
But seeing as how he's part Hispanic, it would be the luchador.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. I'm coming to the ring is Joaquin Watai.
Oh, all of that was racist, even from the black guy.
It doesn't matter. I told you. I've said this on numerous
He's in the
shows.
Living room going, that's racist.
Everyone,
I'm waiting for him to jump on here and say something.
Everyone is racist.
Yep.
Everyone.
Fucking racist motherfuckers.
I haven't started making beam jokes yet, so come on, man.
Hey, you know why Mexicans don't barbecue.
Why's that?
Because the beans fall through the grill.
Hey, my black beans, they're down there. I can't eat them.
Mexican jumping beans, man. Oh, God.
I have a friend. My best friend in the world is Puerto Rican, but he talks just like Slowpoke Gonzalez.
Our new manager, bless his heart, he's from Puerto Rico, and he's only been in the States about 7 years, so his English is not that great. And one of our managers was in the Army, and he dropped an entire pallet on our eyewash station, and all you hear is the Puerto Rican going, cheat, 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 cheat. I couldn't even help for laughing. He's like, aren't you going to help me here? And I was like, nope, this vet's going to stand over here dying laughing.
I can't find the sheets, man. I can't find the sheets. What fucking sheets you talking about, bro?
I was like, duct tape's not fixing this, y'all. He smashed the shit out of it. Oh, it was terrible. It was hilarious and terrible all at the same time.
And that's why they make Flex Seal.
I was like, oh, dude, we had a whole show just making fun of Flex Seal shit. It's horrible.
Ain't those still sponsors?
If they
that
did,
show,
they
probably not.
There'll have to be a whole set of warnings about don't Flex Seal your butt crack. But in this time
oh,
of
your ball sack.
Shortage, they might need to Flex Seal their butt crack.
In a bad relationship, Flex Seal that shit with a baby.
Dude, well, they do make it in a liquid form so you can dip.
We did say that there might be a use for Flex Seal condoms.
You would get no pleasure out of that. You would have a big vein going down right down the center of your penis full of semen.
Well, it's not that we wanted to try, it's that we wanted to see the people.
I need it out of me. I need it out.
We wanted to see the videos of the people trying this stuff.
No, we did not want to see that video. You wanted to see that video.
You're growing in my scrotum.
Don't you say this wee shit now. There is no we in that.
Sure there is. I got a mouse in my pocket. We.
Now on Pornhub, Flexo videos. We probably caused that shit. There's probably somewhere, somehow, some way, a vet heard us and tried that shit and
you
sold it to Pornhub.
I am highly disappointed in Pornhub right now. Because with this quarantine going on, you should have tons of content being made. I mean, you can't even, you should be, your server should be crashing with the amount of content that should be being made during a lockdown and quarantine. We are failing and not utilizing our opportunity to fill up the internet with new, adventurous, spectacular pornography.
I'm still waiting for Pornhub 2 to come out because I finished the first one.
Oh, you ain't finished it yet.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Have you went through all of the stepbrothers or the stepsister angle yet?
Oh, that was years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, you might have finished it.
Oh, good Lord.
I told my wife, I said, listen, babe, I could do a whole hour-long show on various categories in Pornhub that you would not even imagine. Clown porn is like a huge thing.
I'm terrified of clowns.
Midget clown porn is an even bigger thing. Amputee porn is huge. Giantess stumping on stuff is really big. Who was paying for this stuff? Who was watching a big fat black woman step on an orange?
Oh, God.
How is that making your penis erect?
I don't know. There are people that pay to watch people eat now. It's creepy.
Ball busting. It's the worst. Why would I want to watch that?
You know, there are some sick people that, you know, like have foot fetishes that like to do.
Hey. Not talking about foot fetishes here. That is a normal thing. You should not fetish shame people.
Fetish shaming, but to me, feet are just so disgusting.
Again, you guys are feet fetish shaming, and I'm not going to condone that.
It's because
some people in this chat may like feet.
It's because in my world, shoplifters always have feet that look like they're going to swoop out of the sky and steal their dinner.
Oh, I don't think they hear me. Some people in this chat may like feet, and we're not going to.
You know, the feet fetish doesn't bother me so much. It's the people that have the poop fetish. I know.
God damn it, Oink. I was trying to get away from that one.
Two girls, one cup.
Yeah, I've went down the wrong path some one time, and I'm going to tell you, you see some strange stuff.
Especially overseas. You know, you walk to those porn stores and
have you seen people in diapers?
Yes.
Okay. There's some sick people out there.
There's some sick stuff that goes on the internet. Now, I'm glad we have it.
I just can't even.
Now, I've never seen a Mexican and a Native American hookup, so I got to Google that today. Trying to figure out how that combo came along. I'm fucking with Joaquin so hard. I'm sorry.
He don't give a shit.
I love him, though. When we did the PTS dog show, I had so much freaking fun. You know?
Well, he'll have to invite you back. I'm sure he will.
Yeah, we probably get you back on soon.
I got to get on Toden's show, but he's only doing, like, actual in studio.
Yeah,
stuff,
he's
right?
He's a weird dude.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
If it's not Comic-Con related, I don't think he does it.
Oh, I can see Marquee at Comic-Con now.
I've been to Dragon Con three times.
Hey, you could dress up as one of them Furby things.
A furry? That's on Pornhub.
Yeah, but I thought you were going to say something racist, like he had to dress up as Black Panther or something only.
Well, that is
Wonder Woman.
Black Creed I said earlier, but I won't tell white people because we are not trying to give it that information. So, you know, Wakanda forever.
There's more than one black superhero out there, people.
No, it's not. It's just Black Panther.
No, there's not just Black Panther.
It's Black
Storm?
Panther.
Storm? Orb.
They have black not made a. They have not put
Andy
Storm.
Man. don't be knocking Handyman now.
When that made me so mad when Black Panther came out and they said finally there was a black superhero role model, I was like, so all the black superhero characters before, they just weren't shit.
Well, you know, they really were surrounded by other white superheroes, though. Think about it.
But you know, they still, the characters still, that kind of knocks them.
Yeah.
Always been black. Colonel Rhodes has always been black.
Yes, but who is Storm's leader?
White guy.
Yes. And that's the thing. So you got Wakanda and you got the Black Panther, who is his own superhero, who's richer than both Bruce Wayne and any other rich person in the world. who's now a superhero because they have this really powerful steel, you know? And it's encouraging to young black people. You know, people like my age, I don't give a fuck about the Black Panther. He sucks. I like freaking Nightcrawler. That's my favorite superhero. Nightcrawler, because he can actually do stuff. You know, and so it's like, it helps the younger generation try to find themselves because apparently black people don't know who the hell we are. And we have to try to re-find ourselves for some fucking reason.
That's because they forgot to, they're so busy deleting history that they don't teach it anymore.
Oh my goodness. Don't even get me started on that. You know, it's like I was reading something online about the Texas Revolution, you know, and it skipped major parts of the Alamo because they seemed racist towards the Mexican. What?
The Mexicans were fucking slaughtering them.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Fuck the Mexicans. You know, but it's like they skipped over those parts that kind of demean the Hispanics in the story and what they were doing, as opposed to telling the history and the truth.
Oh my Lord.
That's ridiculous. That's just fucking stupid. That's.
I really want to get a hold of those twins because do you know what the most epic show on earth would be? The twins and Marquee.
Oh, and grown ass man. I listened to the racism show and it was excellent. It was out.
Well, not just for racism. The twins are like Marquee. They discuss whatever suits them and they don't care if it's, you know, if it upsets the liberals, if it upsets the rights, they don't care. If they don't agree with it, they don't agree with it. And to me, whether I disagree with them, I like listening to it because it cracks me up because they just say what the fuck ever.
Since 1776, you as an American, we as an American, should be able to say whatever we want to say without any fear or hesitation. But we choose to allow other people and other ideas to guide us so we stop saying what we think should be right. So we just go with the flow. We are a sheep culture, believe it or not. Watch TikTok videos.
Oh, God,
I hate TikTok. No, I'm not a fucking sheep.
No. That's what I'm saying, though, you know? That's the society we are. And everybody want to point fingers and say, oh, you're a sheep because you're a Democrat. Oh, you're a sheep because you're a Republican. No, you all are following the same path that they have led you down and that the gods of the United States want you to go down.
Yep.
People on radio are so afraid to say that.
Personal responsibility and active citizenship.
I said, that's why I like the twins. They said, if you think it's so bad, why don't you go over to a place like Nigeria? You'll be back over here in the next 2 weeks begging to be, you know, back in the United States where you hate it so much. And I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus, they go disown you.
There's a lot of people in the United States who don't understand the vast freedom they have over everywhere else in the world.
Yeah, these ladies, these proud black woman, I'm like, you do understand that most countries in Africa, you're second class citizen.
I thought they were out of a job.
How is spam calling essential? Assholes, are they doing it from home?
That's what they did. They started wiring everybody up at home so they could do it.
And with that, folks, with Frosty Snowballs, we are going to go to break. You're listening to Frag Out, Drag Out. TV Radio, WDVR.
TV Radio.
Shooters Express is Charlotte's number one destination for all personal defense, sport, instruction, and recreational shooting supplies. They offer concealed carry classes for only $29.95. That's only $29.95 for concealed carry classes. And if you're military or law enforcement, you'll receive great deals and be eligible for even more at Shooters Express. So head over to Shooters Express in Belmont, North Carolina, or visit shootersexpress.com for more information and monthly deals. That's Shooters Express in Belmont, North Carolina.
This is not paid endorsement from Shooters Express and is provided solely by DB Radio for your charge.
Are you looking for veteran resources and peer support? Objective Zero has an app for that. Download the Objective Zero app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Access wellness resources like yoga and a free year subscription to Headspace, the world's most popular meditation app. Check out veterans resources and access our nationwide network of peer support. Speak to fellow women veterans or someone in your field and branch of service. You get to choose who you want to chat with. Learn more at www.objectivezero.org. That's www.objectivezero.org.
And welcome back to Frag Out Drag Out. Still got Nevermore, still got Oink, still got Frosty, still got Fester, and we still got Marquee.
Ooh, another conspiracy is that the COVID-19 virus is going to affect everyone in the world, right? And all the tests are going to come back positive just so they can make a vaccine, which is actually a chip to monitor our placement everywhere we go.
And Gates is the one making it.
Yep. How stupid can you be?
Past him.
By the way, if a computer dum-dum makes the vaccine, I'm probably not going to get it anyway because he has 0 degrees in medicine. Listen, just saying.
No computer in the world can track every single person in the world. I'm sorry.
But my whole point is, if you take a vaccine from somebody who has 0 degrees in any field of medicine, why would you want to get that anyway? Why would you even agree to that?
Especially if it's made by Windows or Microsoft, because...
Yeah, we know how those crash.
God knows they can't make an operating system yet.
But my whole point is, everybody keeps posting about it, and I'm like, even if he was working on a vaccine, why... If you know he has no reason, none whatsoever, to be in the medical field, why would you agree to have that shot into you?
Oh, man.
And besides, the technology to have a tracking chip is already there. They use it for dogs. Duh. It doesn't have to be created. It already exists.
They use it on our cell phones.
Use it for dogs and human trafficking.
I was going to say, we're all going to get the vaccine, and it's going to crash like Windows.
Yeah. Hey, I'm losing my cellular device inside my head. Bleep. Oh, my gosh. People just crack me up. They really do. The way humans fall for, especially, like, people, like, believe memes. That's what cracks me up. They're like, and my mom's one of those people, and I'm like, you know that was a meme, right? The way they fall for that shit, I'm just... I personally take joy in the fact that they fall for it, but I also get sad that they're so damn dumb.
You know, it's mem, right? Isn't that right, Marky?
I say mem. I say mem all the time.
Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Yeah. We've got a second show, man. We're going to have enough for a second show. All I got to do is record... Well, you know, host there, you know, throw in the host names and a note from our sponsor. We're good. We're good.
Just repeat.
You know, I'm sorry that I'm keeping y'all so long, though. It's just it's an important issue that a lot of us do not talk about.
See, that's the whole point of Frag Out, Drag Out. That's where the name come out, because once you throw a frag, you can't take it back, and we don't care if we take ours back or not. We say it. We do not give a fuck. That's what our show is. Literally, we will say what people will not fucking say. We do not care.
You see, and that's what I try to do with True Information with me and Grown Ass Mando, is that I'm trying to make it so that we're giving out factual information, but we're also giving you our opinion, our jokes, and what we think of the situation as a whole, whether it's right or wrong. Yeah, man, you know, as Americans, I think we've gotten away from the, even if I have an opinion, I'm going to stick by my opinion and won't be dissuaded from making my choices that I'm privileged, that I'm
my God-given right to give.
Yes.
That's right. That's why it's my opinion. The best black superhero of all time is Sheriff Bart.
My goodness.
Blazing Saddles, baby.
I'm going to tell you right now, okay? Blazing Saddles is probably the greatest movie to ever hit the cinemas other than The Color Purple.
That is true. I did love Color Purple.
I'm telling you, it's so funny. Such a beautiful, I watched it the other day with my wife, and I was sitting there crying at the end because the story is so beautiful. Even though it's portrayed by black people and stuff like that, if you put any skin color on those people in that movie, it would touch your heart. You know,
it's a great movie.
And Blazing Saddle is the most funniest movie to ever be created. because it touched on things that we would never talk about today. Race, sex, sexuality.
Yep.
You know, retardation when Mungo, you know what I'm saying?
It was literally so stupid, it was funny.
No, it wasn't stupid. It was smart.
But it's a movie that would never be able to be made today.
No, well, no. No.
Look at All in the Family, and they redid that TV show, and they made that into a giant clusterfuck.
All in the Family was all about race, and it was beautiful. Beautiful. You know, especially with George Jefferson coming over there calling him a honky and a cracker. You know?
I love George Jefferson. I don't care.
What did they never do on that show? They never had him call George the N-word.
No.
Never.
They never did.
And even during that time, that would have been acceptable on national television. It would have been acceptable, you know? But they never did it. Why? Because they understood how powerful that one word meant. And it's stupid. I know. Well, I hate it.
What's his name? Was it Kyle Larson or whoever it was there in NASCAR just found that out?
Yep. And he just got fired, right? Even though he's half Asian.
Yep.
Lost all of his sponsors and then they canned him.
People don't understand.
I actually had somebody tell me that word's acceptable as long as you don't put the hard ER on it and the A among other African Americans. So I was like, it shouldn't be called any of it, because then you give other nationalities the impression that it's okay, you know, and they try to use it too.
Nevermore, what I said during the show that me and Grown Ass Man did, right? I said that the N-word evolved from being a form of degradation and superiority to a term of endearment that is utilized amongst black people to combat what it used to mean and be evil towards us. You know, mm-hmm. That's what I think. And then, you know, and to some people like me, honest to God, if you're a friend of mine's and I've known you for a very long time, whether you white, black, red, I don't care. You can say the word around me, especially if I'm saying it, you know, but then we also said in the show that if you get out of that circle, don't say it because you never know how somebody else will react to it.
Yep, or somebody new gets added to your guys' circle.
Exactly. You know, and it's so convoluted, the rules of one word, but.
Yeah, see, that's just it. There's so many rules to that one word, I just don't use it at all.
Exactly. Oh, Raven just hit the jackpot. The nail on the head. There's too many freaking rules to that one particular thing. I am going to avoid it.
Yep.
Sorry, I just gave you guys another show for next week.
Works for me.
Shoot, if we go another 15 minutes here, we'll have a whole second show.
That's what I mean. We were just talking about banking as many as we could just in case, because I got so much going on with the brain. I got shots in my skull and dealing with the face that we were going to bank as many as I could. And we didn't know if the pig and snowman, if they were going to be working some crazy shit if and when they get started back to work. So we were like, we're just going to freaking bank some shit. We don't know if my store is going to go to weird, funky hours. We don't know. So
are you feeling better though?
Today I am, but tomorrow it could be, we don't know. It just, cause they found two different nerve disorders. So one day it's okay. The next, but I'll tell you one thing. He ain't putting no more damn needles in my skull. Fuck right the hell off. Not just right over there, but all the way over there.
I'll tell you one thing too. So Joaquin, tonight is the night. You need to get it in. She's feeling fine. Tomorrow she might not know.
That's the life living with two vets that have disabilities. You just don't give a fuck. We just like, could be good today. It could change in the next 2 hours. Who knows?
So you got to get
days,
it
hurts
get
to wear the damn headset. And we're like, fuck it.
Practice so, making and babies tonight.
I was going to say, so as soon never as we more log
lost
off,
her baby making parts years ago.
What you was saying, Frosty? Hold on, Frosty was speaking.
I was going to say, so as soon as we get off the air here, you need to jump on that, JJ.
Got a ham in the oven, man.
We're having our Easter dinner.
Turn it down.
You call it whatever you want, brother. You call it whatever you want.
celebrating Easter today, y'all. We
tamale in the oven, ham in the oven.
Is that what Native Americans call it, ham in the oven?
How the fuck would I know?
I thought you were doing a Native American chat there for a minute. Hey, how are you? I'm sorry. I went there. I'm sorry. I did.
That's racist.
Dude, when he first came in here, when I first woke up, he literally sounded like a Native American chant. I was just like, dude, you need to stop doing crack and you need, here's what do you need? And I was like, I need you to go away for 10 minutes and slow the fuck down and stop doing crack.
The raven flies from the west as the coyote comes from the moon. Breakfast is served. Ow. Look, okay, so during this show, I've done a Mexican, I've done a white guy, I've done a Native American, I've done a thug black guy. Four voices in one show, that's my new record.
You haven't done the rich white guy from England.
I haven't done my preppy white guy yet, but I don't have a reason to. We haven't talked about rich white people yet.
Preppy white guy or the
that's because none of us are rich white people.
I have a weird question. If we're going to talk about rich white people, how is it all these celebrities are getting sick with the Rona?
Because they can afford the testing.
You're not wrong.
You know, and that's the funny part about it. They go pay, get tested. Oh, now I got it. Oh, my God. Let me make a social media post about it. Now, I wonder if any of the celebrities who have it, how many followers they have gained since they caught it.
Somebody's,
oh my God,
never let a good
disaster pass you by,
something like that. Yeah,
it also makes you wonder, are poor white dumb people donating to these rich celebrities when they get Corona?
Yeah, they are.
Remember they tried to make Demi Lovato or whatever that little girl name is a billionaire, the Kardashian sister, a billionaire with a GoFundMe page, and it was making money.
You tried it. Nobody would send you nothing.
No. My birthday donation got $546 for the DV farm. You're hearing it here first.
That's good.
And I was shocked. I'm like, people actually donated to something that I put up? What?
This man literally spent like a week going like – It was all a joke, but he was trying to make that money, y'all. He was hustling.
I had my Cash App. I had
his old ways kicked in.
People were sending me money via the Cash App. I made about $15 doing that.
Sorry. It's not funny, but it is.
And what's funny, I was just trying to prove a point. I was doing a social experiment in my head. Then I forgot about it. Then I just remembered it when you brought it back up. So, but I've been conducting this social experiment now for about 6 months. But I was doing this to see, I was like, if people see, I just want you to give me $1. Can I get my 2,000 friends to give me $1? Right? I wasn't accepting it. I was letting it go back to people's account the next day or whenever it was, you know? 15 people out of my 2,000 plus friends on my personal Facebook page donated $1. So that lets me know one thing, that a lot of my friends are either really poor or really selfish, because $1 is nothing if you have your shit stuff together. You know, I've struggled to find a dollar at times, but $1 is not hard to come by.
You forgot one scenario, or we just thought you were full of shit.
Or, yeah, there we go. But you see what I'm saying, though? It's like, and that's how the world is right now. We're such a social media savvy world where we need to be popular regardless of whatever happens, regardless of how I appear. If you guys don't remember, since we were talking about pornography earlier, I'm making full circle here. That was a pornography that was out there where a boy and a girl were brother and sister. Biologically, they showed their birth certificate, and they had sex for likes on social media.
Ew.
And they got the likes. They got them. You know,
I think it's Army Vet that has a wife and baby who are both dolls. And they have a social media account. They made military Times news. I mean, must be a slow news week. But, yes, his wife gave birth to a doll. She's a doll. I think well, he I'll needs his head checked. Either that or he's really trying for that VA 100%. I'm not sure which.
Like I said, people are just trying to do anything for clicks and likes, clicks and likes, clicks and likes.
I ain't that desperate. I'm not doing that.
You know, I'm going to give you genuality wherever I go. Is genuality even a word?
I have my little Nevermore Facebook page, and if it grows, it grows. I literally only post things that amuse me or catch my interest. Other than that, I just don't give a shit.
Like, you see my post on my personal Facebook page with my pastor, my mother, my father, my aunts, my cousins, my entire family is on my personal Facebook page, and I post whatever I want, and no one reports me. You want to know why? Because they say, oh, that's just Trail, which is my family nickname. That's just Trail, you know?
I mean, sometimes it makes you wonder, and I'll stop and be like, okay, Marky must be bored today, or he's trying to get somebody riled up.
What's funny is I love to debate. I love it.
You really need to meet my other friend, and he has a name, and I'm sure it's a good one, and I can't fucking think of his name right now. He's still in the Army. He loves, loves, loves to debate politics. Randy, that's his name.
Even if I'm wrong, I will debate, and I will say that I'm right to the day that I die. I have arguments still brewing right now from fifth grade science class, but I'm still winning.
But Randy will post, and he has a radio show, and he's in Italy right now, but he will do shit, and I know it, and he'll do it, and I'll be like, Randy, you fixing to start a shit storm. And they call him Uncle Tom and all kinds of shit, also a black guy. And it will get going, and I'm always like, God, I wish Marquis was on Randy's page.
I have a story for you. I made a post. It was me being in the middle like I always am. Made a post about some racial something was going on. My two best friends, my one best friend from when I was growing up, loved this guy to death. He's half Japanese, half white. And my other best friend was in the Army. He's all black, you know. They got into it. And they told me to choose between them who I was going to have on my Facebook page. I said, wow. How fucking old are we? I said, we're all 30 years old. We, you know, we're in our 30s. I'm not choosing between Facebook pages. This isn't my space. And so one of them unfriended me and blocked me. So we.
Wow.
But we've recently we've reconciled, you know. And we all three of us had a talk and discussion together amongst each other. And, you know, it turned out that we're all friends, you know, pretty much. We're all friends now. But it was like, I was like, a Facebook post about something political blew up two very close personal friends of mine to the point where they tried to make me choose between them.
Yeah, that's childish. I'm sorry, but it is. Well, he doesn't, unless they get really, really, really bad, he won't block them. He just debates them with facts, and it kills them each and every time. But he literally gets battered a lot because a lot of the, I'll say his black followers will get in there, and they will say, well, you're, they'll call him Uncle Tom, which basically means he's a turncoat, and or they'll say that he's still a slave to the white man or whatever, and he will kill them with facts. And sometimes I don't even understand what they're saying because they will type in Ebonics. And I'm like, dude, how can you even make an argument when you can't even type a smart sentence, you know?
You know what I found out when I argue with minorities is it's a lot of emotion placed in the argument. And it stems from a point in their life. So if it's something racial, then it's probably stemming from a point in their life that they have to debate and know I experienced this. You can't just throw numbers at me or articles at me and tell me that I'm wrong when I've experienced this. And so that's why when you say he uses facts, I like that because you have to continually throw facts out there to beat down the emotion.
Yeah, and that's true. Part. And he will point out to them, you're literally basing this off of an emotion and not an actual fact. And of course that just makes them matter, but he'll stand by his guns.
Hey, they got their facts from CNN. So you just be quiet.
Hey, that's an actual source. I could use that in my dissertation. When I was 17 years old, my cousin works for the Secret Service. He's a Secret Service. Well, he was, he passed away. He was a Secret Service agent, you know? He was there when Reagan got shot. Lord have mercy. Yeah. So he hooked me up with a pre-interview to, you know, get in the Secret Service when I was 17. So I go in there and everything. They're pulling out stuff that I did when I was 5 years old in elementary school. They were asking me, you know, what did I get a demerit for when I was in seventh grade? You know, and I'm like, you guys dig that deep? They dig deep when they are investigating you for a government job.
Well, I'll call it a day, and I'll let Bo know that if he chooses to, he can break this up into a second show and just take all of the intros from the first show and the sponsorship and just insert it into the second one, because this is that was just as good as the first one. You've listened to a second version of Frag Out Drag Out on DV Radio WDVR, and with that, we're all going to say hello, goodbye.
Thank you, Marky.
No, thank you.
We're all going to leave now.
That was actually awesome to get you on the show. I think I talked to you a while ago about maybe doing this at one time.
Well, it was hard catching him, but now that he's at home teaching the children, it's a little easier.
I told you, Fester, man, I could talk, dude. I'll take over a show. I try not to.
Well,
that's a lot of times why I don't talk, is because sometimes it's more fun just to listen to you guys get going back and forth.
That's weak, Rusty. That's fucking weak. I expect more from a Marine.
Everybody's already said what I was thinking 15 times, so why should I say it again?
Raise your hand.
He's using logic. He's using logic, okay? Y'all leave him alone.
Logic? Isn't that those little blocks you put together?
I think that's Tetris, bro.
This has been a blast.
Or was that Lego?
So I'm going to go ahead and go call my wife, send my son to football practice. We got him an NFL coach, NFL player to be his coach.
Awesome.
Yeah. So he is training with him today.
Y'all have fun. I'm out. No.
See you.
Later.
Take care. Later.
All right, folks. Hey, this program couldn't be possible without the great folks over there at K-Bar Soap Company. Typically the manscape grooming market is currently underserved. There are a few available companies out there to provide a man a way to cleanse themselves and smell like a man after doing so. And even fewer can provide these products in an all-natural option. K-Bar Soap Company is the only all-natural soap and beard care option you'll ever need. Better owned and operated, ditch the bar, grab a grenade, make showering great again. K-Bar Soap Company, guys, check them out.
DV Radio.